I like several of the scriptures that talk about the quantity or the quality of God's grace. One is found in Ephesians chapter 2. You know, we go to the store to buy something. The first thing we want to know is how much is it? Well, how much grace is available? What's the quantity? What's the quality? Verse 4, God who's rich in mercy. What are the two founding principles that bring favor? Mercy and truth. God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. Raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, kindness is when you do that which is benevolent. It means to be constructive. Now, you can be destructive, you can tear down, but kindness is when you build up, when whatever you do and whatever you say edifies, strengthens the person involved. Kindness is both an attitude and an action. Now, you'll notice it says the exceeding riches of his grace was because of what? His kindness. Don't you like that? We can think of that when we sing, the Lord is good and his mercy endures. You know, God did a lot of things because he loved you, because he was kind, because he felt benevolent towards his people. You know, if I knew a child that I was going to bear was going to veer from morality, from the Bible, and cause great heartache, I might not do it. You thought about that? If you could look into the future and see your children making grave mistakes, would you bear them? Would you bring them into this life? God did. I heard recently, sometimes you just don't think of things. This man said Adam's, the first mistake, the first sin was not that Adam partook of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. See, God placed the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life in the garden. He said, all the trees you may partake of, but not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Said his first sin was that he failed to partake of the tree of life as instructed. That is something, isn't it? Failed to partake of the tree of life as made available. Now, grace is made available. How much grace? Exceeding riches of his grace. Why? What's God's motivation? Kindness. You know people that are just kind. They're benevolent. We'd say they're gracious. The word grace and gracious being related. Gracious means they want to do things for you. My grandmother was like that. If you came at breakfast, you ate breakfast. If you came after breakfast, you had to eat the leftover biscuits. If you came close to lunch, you had to stay for lunch. If Wayne didn't come, she always packed him a box, which we tried to eat before we got home. She was gracious. She wanted you to leave with something in your hand. She was benevolent. She favored people. She had it in her mind to be a blessing. Always. I have a size 7 foot. She had a size 5 foot. She tried to pawn a pair of slippers off on me. Now, she knew I couldn't wear them. I said, Granny, you wear those. I can't wear those. But she was gracious. She couldn't see me leaving her house without something in my hand, without giving something to me or doing something for me. And that's the attitude God has. Going to give something to you, do something for you. Now, Granny's gifts never cost me anything. They were freely given. Grace is given. Grace is bestowed. It's a blessing to me just to go through the scripture and read all the verses that just say, unto the grace given, unto the grace bestowed. And then end up with Romans where it talks about the gift of grace, freely given. In other words, God's kindness and benevolence comes without cost. His kindness and benevolence comes without cost to me. Now, the cost was on God's part, was the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to pay the price to make these exceeding riches of grace available. Now, grace is not nearly as narrow as religion has made it. Grace is when you get saved. Much church theology, that's the only grace they know is the grace of the new birth. Well, when grace comes into the life of a sinner, they become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And that's an important grace. That's the foundation of all grace. But that's not all the grace there is. I don't know why we would talk about the exceeding riches of grace